overall thoughts tonight? Can you just give a sense for an opening night effort?
Well, I don't want to take away the positive things that our guys did, and I'd probably dwell on the things that weren't so good. Overall, I thought we played reasonably well offensively. We scored the first whatever possessions that we had, four or five possessions. We had the three and out. I mean, the thing that put a damper on the offense was probably the three and out that we had at the opening of the first drive of the second half. We can't afford to do that. Outside of that, I think played reasonably well. Defensively, we had some work to do. We made some mistakes. I mean, we just have to do a better job. I mean, it's not rocket science to be able to stop the quarterback when he pulls it down and brings it out. They did a nice job scrambling with the football. We did a miserable job of defending against the scramble. We're not a very good pass rush team. I thought, in the first half, we really did play well up until, the last part of it when they had those two drives when they really realized that they might be able to move the ball, and they got some plays on the scrambles. You know, outside of that, I think we gave up the first down in the first series, and after that, they were three and out, and that was that part of it was positive. But you have to be able to sustain it. You know, it doesn't count if you get, two or three of them. You got to sustain it throughout the course of the ball game. I thought our return game and the kicking game was reasonably decent. Those returns that we did have a chance at, coverage units on a couple, two or three kickoffs, our guys did a nice job in coverage. Still had a few flaws in there, but we made some plays, pinned them inside the 17-yard line on two or three occasions. I don't know what else there is, so if that'll do it, I'll go about my way.
Coach, can you just talk about Elijah Lee, what you thought of him today, and just the progress?
Well, he's made progress, and I judge that based on practice, and I really can't tell you how well he played. I don't think he played poorly by any stretch of the imagination, but that's something I'll just have to watch videotape of.
Coach, how about Charles and DeMarcus tonight, running back?
What's how about Judah Jones?
And Judah, too.
Yeah. Judah made some people miss him, right? Yeah. So we need to stop being stubborn and make sure that he gets the opportunity to do that. I thought the others, played well. Ran hard. I liked that. We didn't get, a multitude of big plays, but, they were getting, consistent yardage, I think. I don't know what the average is on here someplace, but, somewhere in the vicinity of probably 5 yards per carry, which isn't tremendously bad, but, probably should have been better this evening.
Last opener, you gave up two rushing touchdowns covering longer than 30 yards, and then you gave up two rushing touchdowns longer than 30 yards the remainder of the season. You gave up one of those again tonight. What's the retention level of this team and ability to make adjustments against those long runs?
Well, you get them different ways, so it's I can't tell you what the two you're talking about happened to be, what the schemes were. I know what tonight's was, and I just address that. We have to learn how to play. When the quarterback goes back to throw it, and this is a junior All-American terminology that I'm using, and he decides he can't throw it and he's going to run it, we have to be able to make tackles. And instead of letting them get 25 yards down the field and in the end zone. So, really, there isn't any carryover from one season to the next, but it is about plays. And people got scrambles against us last year. We gradually, got a grasp of it. We're gonna see it this coming week. Richardson he can pull it down and bring it out. He's gonna pull it. I mean, he's his eyes are gonna light up when he sees the tape tonight.
Bill, it seemed like tonight you showed a little bit more than usual on an opener, maybe a little more than just the quote-unquote elements in the case offensively.
Well, we have so much. That's just a portion of a very minimal portion of what we. I say minimal. That's probably not right. I don't know what the numbers are, but that at best that might be 40% of what we have the ability to do and what's in our playbook, so to speak. I don't know how that compares with other last season or any other season for that matter. I just know that you try to put on the field those things that you feel. not always right, but those things that you feel have an opportunity to be successful against whoever you're playing against. So, you know, that whatever that package is, it's going to vary from week to week. We had on the field what we thought we had an opportunity to have success with.
Did you want to give maybe Iowa State a little bit more to have to look at
too? That wasn't the thinking. You know, we're thinking about Stephen F. Austin, and now that that's over, we'll think about Iowa State. You know.
Coach, you mentioned Tuesday at the press conference that the backs needed to be dual threat running backs in terms of catching passes and running the ball. Were you pleased with that tonight? Was that evident on the field?
Well, I think Charles did a nice job. Charles Jones caught, I don't know how many he caught, but he caught several throws. I don't think he put any on the ground. I was pleased about that, and got a little bit of yardage with it and salvaged some plays. Yeah.
Why didn't Tyler Lockett play it in the first quarter?
So I didn't want him to. If I want him to.
Coach, offensive line play, I noticed you rotated a lot to Blue Cage at right guard, in reps with Little, I believe it was. How do you assess the play of the offensive line tonight?
I think we played reasonably well. You know, a little difficulty from time to time, but overall I think they're, you know, the grades, when Coach Dickey grades them, I think they'll be positive, you know, and something that we can, you know, hang our hat on. For the future, you know, knowing that we're going to get better, but by the same token, I thought they did a reasonably good job.
Bill, can you assess Morgan Burns' effort tonight, both in the kick game and out there at corner?
Yeah, his effort is, I mean, there's no question about his effort. He's always going to give you good effort. He plays hard, had a little bit of difficulty on some things, but he made a lot of plays. He broke up a number of passes, and he had the obvious positive returns. And I say positive, I mean he ran hard. Probably, you know, he's getting ingrained and being able to pick and choose, you know, where he goes. And there's still a little left to be desired there. But he ran awfully well. I was pleased with it.
Especially given the next two games, going right into league play, were you reasonably happy with the number of people you were able to get on the field today?
Well, I think that's always important. And that's, you know, that's why you know what our thinking is there, that, you know, it's important to have the opportunity to do so. And we did get, I can't tell you the numbers, but, you know, all of our twos were in, after the first drive of the first series of the fourth quarter. And that was positive on both sides of the ball. Probably would have liked to have done it a little bit sooner than that.
Coach, he didn't start, but Charles Jones was very good for you running out of the Wildcat formation. How, with this being his first time really getting in there, how much confidence do you think he can take away from tonight?
Well, I love the fact that he ran as hard as he did. You know, I mean, he was an aggressive runner, and D-Mac was as well, but, you know, Charles made some of those second effort plays, what do you call it, yards after contact type thing, that... he made a number of those, and I was pleased about that. So, yeah, he played well.
DeMarcus being in the program for so long, to make his first start tonight, what do you think that meant to him, and how do you think he handled the role that came out?
You know, I'd have to ask him, but I think he was pleased about it, and I don't think he should be disappointed in how he played. I think he played well. I thought, as I was saying a minute ago, I think he ran well. I think he ran hard. You know, he got some extra yardage from time to time. So, yeah, overall, I was pleased, and I hope he is, too. I think he probably is.
Cody Cook, he gets his first touchdown catch tonight on that pass by Jake. What's been most pleasing about his progress and ability to make those kind of plays?
Well, just the idea that he made the play. You know, he's had, he was one of those guys I was talking about, started off with a very positive, you know, camp or two-a-days, whatever you want to call those things, and then all of a sudden kind of went downhill and was just starting to come back up here of late, and it was good to see him, you know, have an opportunity to make some plays, and made a few, and then the touchdown pass that he caught, you know, was behind him, and it was good.